With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A cause has not yet been determined in a downtown Windsor fire. Crews were called yesterday afternoon to a restaurant on University Avenue East near Olette. The fire was confined to the roof. No one was hurt, and the building was turned back over to the owner. An 18-year-old Chatham man wanted for at least two previous incidents has been arrested. The man was located on Grand Avenue East overnight by officers who knew who he was. The suspect was held for a bail hearing, charged with assault, assault causing bodily harm, two counts of possession of stolen property, and two counts of theft. Voters in Michigan could be allowed to decide if they want to keep daylight saving time. A bill has been introduced in the state Senate proposing that question to be placed on the November ballot. If voters say no to keeping daylight saving time, Michigan would drop the twice-a-year time change and remain on standard time. The U.S. House of Representatives has taken a step toward banning TikTok. The New York Times reports that a bill passed with bipartisan support. It would ban the popular social media platform in the states unless its Chinese parent company sold its stake in it within 6 months. TikTok has been targeted over concerns about data being handled by the Chinese government. TikTok has denied that it could be used by the Chinese to spy on Americans. The bill now goes to the Senate, and President Joe Biden has said he would sign it if it reached his desk. A Georgia judge has thrown out a handful of charges against former President Donald Trump and five others. CBS News reports that six of the 41 charges were dropped by a Fulton County judge, three of them against Trump himself. He and some associates are still facing dozens of charges of election interference in Georgia. A legendary rock guitarist is bringing a bluesy show to Caesars Windsor this summer. Slash will bring the Serpent Festival to the Coliseum on July 27th. A portion of the ticket sales will go toward various social justice causes. Tickets are on sale now for Caesars Rewards members and for the general public at 10 a.m. on Friday. In sports, LaSalle hosts Chatham Wednesday night in Game 3 of the first round of the Junior B playoffs. In the Junior C playoffs, Lakeshore heads to Wheatley in Game 2. On the hardwood, the Express visit Kitchener-Waterloo. In the NBA, the Pistons face the Raptors at the Pizza Bowl. In the Big Ten tournament, Michigan plays Penn State this afternoon. And spring training action features the Tigers against the Phillies and the Blue Jays welcoming the Pirates. Wednesday afternoon's weather, sunshine and 19. No record, though. A slight chance of showers Wednesday night, down to 5. Mostly cloudy with rain likely Thursday, high 13. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.